Welcome to On the Roadcast.
Snacks,
trucks,
and rock and roll.
Duct tape fixes everything.
That's what we say. You can do the ASMR thing if you want. You can snack and drink and slurp into the microphone.
You said you didn't want to know anything about the podcast, but one thing we got to tell you is we're big about snacking.
Okay.
There's no podcast ever without snacks.
Perfect.
So let's start. Let's start rolling, right?
I think we're rolling.
We're already going.
Yes, we're going.
You got to talk like this way.
Oh, in this way. Okay. Yeah.
Like a condenser mic, Austrian audio. Sweet. Austrian audio microphones.
Yes.
Handmade in Vienna, Austria.
We're back in Austria, as you guys probably already guessed. And if you don't know this person already, you've missed a whole fucking...
What the fuck did you do in your teenage years if you don't know who that is?
So do you want to introduce yourself to the ones that... shouldn't be anyone that doesn't know who you are.
It's Kevin. No, it's not. It's Thomas.
Yes. As my guitar player likes to say, Thomas Nicholas from Grey's Anatomy.
That's true.
True. You did play in Grey's Anatomy.
So we were at this bar last night and so they were talking to us about like, why are you in town? Oh, we're playing a show. Cool. And then my guitar player and his girlfriend, they're firefighters in England.
I saw that.
They're cool. They're cooler than I am. So then Billy says, and you might know Tom from Grey's Anatomy. And they go, oh. And then, of course, he talks about American Pie. And then they were like, wait, no. And they like start looking up pictures of me. It was pretty funny, though. But the reaction to Grey's Anatomy, this is like an inside joke. So I'll arrive sometimes at a venue and Billy will have put me on the guest list and it will say Thomas Nicholas. From Grey's Anatomy.
And everybody's dropping their panties. Like, it's
Grey's Anatomy. I gotta say, American Pie over Grey's Anatomy any day.
Fair.
Same. Fair. That shaped me in so many ways.
So many bad ways.
So many questionable ways.
Yes, you already told me that you were corrupted by this film.
Fuck yeah. By the first three movies. Really bad. But it's a feel good. Those movies are feel-good movies for me, and they bring me back to better and easier times. Very questionable teenage years, but better times.
That we all had.
So you liked, though, American Pie, Das Klassentreffen?
Das Klassentreffen.
Was this still with the original cast?
Because, yeah, that's the fourth one.
Oh, yeah, then I've seen that, yeah.
I feel like we should do a movie night very soon and watch all of them.
Ugh.
And then we'd be like, oh, shit, we should have done that before talking to Thomas.
I still have it in my mind. I mean,
the key points
live rent free in my head.
Pie and, you know.
These are cute little bear. It's a bear.
It's called Pom Bear. And it's like potato snack.
It's
and
good.
Connie and I
it's
were,
my breakfast.
We're fat kids internally and also a little bit on the outside. But yeah, we like to snack. sorry. It's so early today.
We drove here from Vienna. We're in Linz at the spam office. Or as the Americans say, S-Bam.
S-Bam.
I said it wrong for a while. I said S-Bam. But it's funny because if you say it S-Bam, it actually sounds like you're from Spain. Oh, we're S-Bam.
S-Bam. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
But no, we're in Austria and it's called Spam.
Spam.
Like Spam Musubi.
Yes.
Or Spam.
Yeah, so Thomas is not only a movie star. He didn't only star in Grey's Anatomy and American Pie. He also stars in a lot of music videos.
Yeah.
But he's also a musician and he's on tour right now and he has a new record coming out on May 17th.
Yes, May 17th.
With his project, Thomas Nicholas.
Yes, Thomas Nicholas Band.
Thomas Nicholas Band.
I have to say that because if you go to search me on like Spotify, you have to type in Thomas Nicholas Band. I couldn't come up with a cool band name.
That's a cool band name.
I mean,
you're your own
Dave
brand.
Matthews did it. Steve Miller did it. It was okay.
It worked, yeah. Right? They did quite all right,
They did all right, yeah. They're coming up in the world.
And yeah, so they're playing a show in Linz tonight. What's the venue?
It's called Plato Craft Beer Bar. But I think there was a venue called Sputnik that was there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think it's the same owners as Sputnik.
The Sputnik actually closed and they moved. And now it's
they closed?
Yeah. We've had some very... drunk night there.
Serious party.
So you're staying for the party tonight then, yeah?
Well, we have a bus we can sleep in. I think we have to talk about that. I'm down for the party.
I gotta really go, but I have football training tonight.
Tonight?
That's like the worst time to have football training.
I know, but my fat ass has not done any sports in a long time, and we've got a season coming up, and I'm going to be dying if I don't go to practice.
We can practice here. I'll play football with you.
I talk American football. You got to tackle me, and I got to tackle you back in.
I think tonight just got a little different.
My gear's in the van, so I'm down.
I'll bring the Band-Aids and do first aid. That's what I can.
You'll be the soccer mommy.
As always, you're doing great. Even if you don't win, it's just about participating.
Everybody gets an award. Everybody gets an award.
How long have you been on this tour now? We're going to talk about the party later.
Okay.
I'm sure they'll be away.
I'm sure you'll convince
you, and then we'll get super wasted. But how long have you been on tour on this one?
It's just been a week so far. We've just played 5 shows in Germany. So I think Leipzig, Köln, Kassel,
Bochum,
Hamburg, and Bochum.
Mm-hmm. And how were those shows for you?
They were good, yeah. I think, so the promoter that put on the whole tour for me, outside of this show and Kassel, I think, he books for Wacken Open Air. Mm-hmm. So he came to the show in Köln and said, shit, this is actually fun. So now he's talking to me about coming back maybe in October to play Full Metal Holiday.
Ooh. Oh, sick. Yeah. I mean, Wacken has so many different, like they have a cruise and they have the winter edition and up the mountain. They have the big Wacken. They have so many. If you're in that circle, he's going to bring you back all the time.
I'm hoping also for maybe an acoustic stage at Wacken. So we'll see.
Oh, sick.
I'm waiting to hear what the final word is.
You're going to move to Europe very soon.
I mean, you know, I am half German, so.
Are you though?
I am, yeah.
No way. Me too.
My great grandmother, I don't know how to pronounce this city, on my dad's side, mm-hmm. was born in Magdeburg.
Magdeburg,
yeah.
Oh, nice. Well.
And I know like on my other side of the family, they're also, there's German roots there, but I don't know exactly where because it was technically Prussia, which doesn't exist anymore, but they were German.
Nice.
I mean, that's funny. Told you, best pastries in the world.
Indeed.
Only worth moving here. And we get Spam, who also has a lot of fun
people,
festivals, and festivals. A good bubble to be in. Great
well,
people.
I'll obviously be back for the Spam Fests in Vels and Stuttgart.
Oh, you're coming back?
Yeah, cool. I'm playing the full band.
Oh, shit. And
so this is just an acoustic tour.
You'll probably be working on my stage. Oh, we didn't ever say that, but I'm an audio engineer and a tour manager, and Vicky's a tour manager and does merch. So the podcast is called On the Roadcast because we talk to people who go on the road and do stupid shit as we do.
And the subtitle of On the Roadcast is Snacks, Trucks, and Rock.
Does it count as doing stupid shit if you don't ever get caught?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, sure. Okay.
As long as you tell it on the podcast.
Fair.
We like to talk about very legal stuff too. Questionable stuff. That's all we talk about all the time.
What was the most questionable thing you ever did on tour?
I just like to do fun things. I remember last time that I was here touring in Austria in 2015, because I toured Germany in 2011 and then Austria 2015. We played, I can't remember what city it was, but it's where the Disney castle is. You know, this castle that they...
Schwanstein.
Yeah, that they modeled. So we,
what? I'm going to see myself out. I don't know why I know.
So we took a plane ride, though, and got to see it from, like, we took a flight around. It was awesome. In, like,
so
a little tiny plane.
There is a Disney castle in Austria?
Schwanstein.
No, the castle is, it's what Walt Disney made the castle at Disneyland look like.
Shit.
Is this castle in
Austria. I mean,
Vicky in Austria.
Hates me for it, but I have a big thing for like medieval shit and dragons.
She told me about a movie with a dragon she watched last night before going to bed, and I side-eyed her like
for
5 minutes.
She almost jumped out of the car.
The fuck? She was like, it was really good. Millie Bobby Brown was in it. And I was like, I don't know.
It was a good movie. And the dragon looked really cool.
But I love Dungeons and Dragons, but the game, the board game, yeah, whatever. But I don't do movies with dragons.
Okay, so the
Have
Disney
you ever been in a movie with a dragon? Have you ever done a dragon movie?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the closest... Yeah, I mean, there should have been a dragon in A Kid in King Arthur's Court, right? Should have... Calvin Fuller should have had to fight a dragon.
Yeah, true.
But there was no dragon.
Bummer.
Good.
Okay, so what happened at the Disney Castle?
No, that's it. I'm saying we took a... that we like to do cool stuff on tour. You know, like we got to fly, take a private... You know, like a little two-seater plane or four-seater plane and fly around. So I still have this memory.
I did that over Niagara Falls once. That was really impressive.
I always get sick on small planes.
No, it's great. You have a near-death experience the whole time because you're like, probably going to fall out. Yeah, sorry about that.
Have you ever jumped out of a... You probably haven't jumped out of a plane then.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
What?
In New Zealand.
Why the fuck did you do that?
We swear. Everyone did it.
Yeah, yeah. That's literally what... You've done it just once, right?
Yeah, I hated
it. That's what they call it, a woofo. They say, why the fuck you jumped out of the plane?
Did you do that?
I've done it 4 times.
Why?
Just for fun.
Into the ocean, hopefully? Or
No.
With
a parachute? A parachute, yes, of course. Just jump from 13,000. If you land in the ocean, you'll still die.
Yeah, that's so true.
You need a parachute to jump out of a plane. We didn't jump from 120,000 feet and break the sound barrier or anything. We just,
what's his name?
Yeah.
Felix Baumgartner.
Yeah. Yeah. He just did this, right? A couple of days ago.
He did?
Ish.
I live in a cave.
A couple
with the dragon.
Days ago is like years ago.
No. I just saw
it.
Yeah.
Did it again?
He just broke the sound barrier.
What?
He did 864 miles an hour.
How does it work that you're not from Europe and you know more about European
stuff? Because it was on the Red Bull Instagram page. So that's where I get all my news from.
We don't
Instagram.
Look at that because obviously.
Oh, fair,
we're
fair.
Team Monster.
Team Monster.
We only drink the Red Bulls in secret.
That is not true.
See, that's my favorite memory of my first time in Europe. I shot A Kid in King Arthur's Court in Budapest. And it was, Red Bull was illegal in the States at the time because they still had like the full vitamin B complex in there. Mm-hmm. So
that's
I was
the first time something's illegal in the States that's legal here.
Yeah, so
usually
I was,
it's the other
I would
around.
Go and like get the Red Bull. I was 14. I was drinking Red Bull. Yeah.
That's pretty illegal. Do you have any more shocking or maybe, and some other fun tour stories, good memories? Favorite fan moments or
none?
I should have like more go-to answers here, but I mean, I've been touring for 15 years and then played like 1,000 shows. So it's kind of like, I get asked this question. I'm like, all of a sudden my life flashes before my eyes and I'm like,
We always say it becomes a blur.
Yeah,
it's
it does.
Oh, damn it. Or what was the worst thing that happened to you on tour? And you're like,
okay, so the worst thing that ever happened.
Good. Okay, you remember.
It was a crazy tour we did in 2010. I just finished my third album. We did 17 shows in 19 days, driving ourselves from Los Angeles up through the Northwest, like through Denver and Nebraska and into Chicago and then down through like Oklahoma and Texas and back through Vegas. It was right before my 30th birthday, my dirty 30. So the what happened that made this tour, so something was wrong with my truck. So we're driving my truck, towing a trailer, and I got my truck looked at beforehand, but we didn't find out until afterwards that there was something wrong with the exhaust system. And so we were eating through.
Well, like, you know what that is? Exhaustion system?
No, it wasn't going into the van. There was just a valve that was loose. So we were burning gas too fast. So we were like instead of going 400 miles on a tank, we were doing like 150 miles. And so every mechanic we took it to on the road, they're like, oh, you have a cracked manifold. Your truck is fucked. And we're like, no, it's still fine. Like, it's just burning through gas. I got it fixed after. But so then this is the worst part of the story was we stayed at my brother's place outside of Chicago and he had a swimming pool. So we all went swimming after a show, good times. We put the bags through the side door, but no one closed the back. So we pull out of my brother's place and we just hear this loud boom. And so we stop and we're like, what happened? We think like the engine fell out of the fucking truck or something. And so we see everything has come out of the back. So we're on a highway. My brother like lived on a farm on this highway. So we're like stopping traffic and like throwing everything back in. And then we do a 9-hour drive to Oklahoma City.
And you left something.
When we get there, we're unloading the gear. And I was like, hey, have you seen the bass drum? Have you seen the bass drum?
The kick
have you seen
drum?
The bass drum, the kick oh, drum, shit. The kick drum? Anyone? You unloaded it, right? Turns out, so I call my brother. I go, can you look? He goes, I don't see anything. And he looks in the ditch off the side of the highway because it's round. It had rolled out and into a ditch. So we had to finish the tour in every city we went to. We're like, on Facebook, does any bands in nearby? Can we borrow a kick drum?
You see, the good thing about punk music is it just doesn't really, like, take any kick. You know, if you would be in a death metal band with like a double kick and a fucking rig system.
We needed a kick drum. What are you talking about?
But
if there's no kick drum, there's no ass to the music.
I know, but you can just, in every city there's kick drums. You don't need like a very specific one. That's what I mean. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Did your brother retrieve it?
Yeah, he mailed it to me.
He mailed it to you.
Yeah.
That was like the most expensive kick drum mail.
The only one, probably.
Yeah, it was like $100 or something to you know, ground ship it to
that
me.
That was an expensive tour.
Yeah.
With the gas, the kick drum having to be mailed back from Chicago to Vienna.
It was good times.
Oh my God. Crazy. That's a pretty bad story.
Yeah, that sucked.
Do you have any, because Vicky mentioned it, fan moments, since you're so, like, your face and as an actor, you're so famous, do you get a lot of American Pie fans that just come to the show because you played in that movie or in those movies, or
I mean,
is
what
that very separate?
What happens is there's kind of a bad, I don't know, a nomenclature that, you know, actors that have bands suck. So
yeah, that's totally true.
Right. So
not in your case, though.
So, but this is...
No, I mean, but that...
But this makes it easy for me because all I have to do is... I don't have to actually be great. I just have to not suck and then everyone thinks I'm amazing. So they have very low expectations. So I like that. I like having low expectations. So the general sort of idea, the thing I get after shows is, wow, that was actually really good. Holy shit. But so...
You are really good.
Well, thank you.
You are really good, I have to say. And I... I'm totally with you with liking to be, I forgot the word now.
What underestimated?
Underestimated.
Yeah, I it's like being good. Underestimated.
Like, me too, because yeah. All right.
Same, yeah. We talk about that a lot, being like a woman in the music industry, in a male-dominated industry, you're always being underestimated, you're always being watched, but it feels really good to prove people wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It really is a good feeling to, you know, because I'm the type of person that I want to under promise and over deliver. So mm-hmm. It makes doing this easier.
You don't want to build up this like image of yourself and then go somewhere and just like not provide what you promise.
Right. Yeah. I always want to give more than what's there. And this has kind of been the case on this tour. And this is why we did the acoustic tour leading up toward the record release. And obviously with Spam being here in Austria, we're going to do a full band tour at the end of May leading up to the festivals. Mm-hmm. But because I haven't toured in Europe since 2015 and 2011, I felt like I needed to reintroduce myself, you know, to this area.
Does it feel way different now for you than it did back then touring in Europe? Did you notice some changes or? Besides getting more mature, of course, like we all do, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's just... The thing I'm the most excited about is the new songs. Mm-hmm. They we played the show in Kassel. This was a fucking incredible moment. Is that so? We're doing like, you know, the songs that I've released since like the first album. I'm kind of doing a little bit of an anthology, and we'll cover some songs that people know from the movies. But then we're of course playing the new singles. We've got 4 singles that have come out of the new record, and so we get to the song that is featuring Aaron Jones. We start playing this song and the crowd starts singing the fucking chorus. And I'm like, this is crazy because, you can't know this song. It only came out like two weeks ago, end of February, but they were singing the chorus to us. So I'm very excited about the new songs because they, the things that, that Taylor, Carol, and I have created for this record, it's really like, I mean, that's why Less Than Jake did a feature on it. Cause you know, they were like, oh yeah, maybe we're kind of busy. And then it was like, well, this is the song. They're like, oh, okay, we're in.
Yeah.
So like the songs are proving themselves.
Yeah. And we heard, that song that you played for us, like before we started recording.
It's secret still.
It's called,
it's super sick.
Well, what's cool though, is that the song was decent, but now that Less Than Jake is on it, it sounds like a single.
It sounds like fun. It's like you hear it and you immediately have this like good vibe.
Yeah, that's kind of every song on the album. It brings this, there's like an element of nostalgia because we're kind of throwing back to that, you know, early 2000s sort of vibe and that pop punk summer feel.
That's exactly what people like us need.
Yeah.
You know, we're older now, but we still dwell on those memories. I'm when life was easy.
Connie says that, and she's still very young.
I'm not much younger.
You are. You're she 7 years younger.
She always calls me a fetus.
I mean, look at her. She's so young. She's like, oh, back in the day, everything was better. And I'm like, bitch, what are you talking about? You weren't alive when the days were better. You were still in your dad's balls when the days were better.
That's not true. It is.
Well, that's better than me. I was with a show in Castle. Someone came up, they're like, how old are you? I'm like, and then I was like, well, I'm, you know, about 10 years older than you. And she's like, you're Gandalf.
Oh my. That's
the German. The Germans are very harsh with their comments sometimes.
It's all good.
It's German honesty.
I'm 105 years old. It's fine.
The worst thing that ever happened to me like that was when I was working and some old dude came up to me and we started chatting and whatever. Like a customer, and he was back in the days, and he was like, "Well, we're about the same generation, right?" And I'm like, "Motherfucker, when are you?" I didn't say motherfucker, of course, but I was like, "Ah, well, when are you born?" 1975, and I'm like, "I'm born in '89." I was like, he was old. He looked at me, and I was like, "We're about the same generation." I said, "Duh."
I love that you've just called this person old, but he's only born 5 years before me.
No. In my book, in my book, you're not old.
She just called me Gandalf, I think.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I haven't seen you without sunglasses, but I think you don't look like Gandalf. Well,
but you know who you look like?
Better keep them
thou
on, just to be
shall
sure.
Not pass.
A lot of dragons and stuff in that movie, too.
And guess what? I watched the first one, and that's it, because it was too much. Too much dwarfs and stuff. I don't like that.
Are you discriminating dwarfs?
Too many old people.
You're discriminating dwarfs and old people?
I did not mean you by old. I'm just saying. But just imagine you're like, I don't know, just turned 30 and someone that's like 14 years older than you comes up and like, oh, I have two kids and we're basically the same age, right? And I'm like, excuse me? That hurt. Anyways. So you don't look like Gandalf.
We just opened this box
and the vault of sadness and hurt feelings.
Oh my God.
Okay, so serious business now.
Serious business. Okay, we have some questions.
Okay.
No, I have a picture to show you. You don't look like Gandalf, but you do
look like
have
our buddy.
A resemblance. That's how we feel about it. And some other people, to whom we showed a picture of you and her. You look a
Please
lot
tell
like.
Tell us that this is your long lost brother.
I'm with the video editing. I'm gonna put the picture in the video so y'all know what we're talking about. This is our friend Kitty, and
he looks
in this
like
picture.
It.
He doesn't really look too
Show
much.
Show it
like
already.
It, but he has a resemblance. There is a resemblance.
It's the smile.
It's the
beautiful smile.
You're totally
smile.
Right.
Yeah.
You're Kitty. We love you.
Like, we'll put it up like this, and we'll be like. And you can do a zoom in.
I will put,
Oh my God.
It is.
Brothers.
Yeah, there it
you
is.
You look so much.
Maybe
my
Gitti
Austrian
is half German. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
assuming that he's Austrian.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
100%.
Probably, right? Nope. I think nobody is.
I just, of course, said all of that without holding the microphone. That was great.
It's all good. Connie is a good audio engineer.
I'll fix it in the mix.
fix it in the mix, and I'll put Kitty's picture next to yours so y'all can see what we're talking about.
We've been doing this for like 2 seasons, but we're just getting used to doing actual video editing and just putting like poop emojis in and stuff like that. It's a
we don't need that in this episode.
Yeah, we didn't have a poop story yet, but if you want to, do you have a poop story?
We're big about the poop stories.
A big poop story, huh?
Doesn't have to be big poop.
Can be small poop.
Can be small poop,
I mean,
too.
If we wanted to talk about poop, let's talk about the poop shelves in the toilets.
Poop shelves?
Yeah.
There's no pooping on the bus.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how the toilets in Austria and in a lot of German cities, they have the what I call the poop shelf.
Yeah. But like, I can explain to
wait,
you.
Wait, is a poop shelf something that's... I don't even
know. No, because most like toilets in America, it's just a
do
bowl.
They have
the it's a bowl. No.
Oh, because we have them here, but not all toilets have them.
The toilet in my hotel has a poop shelf.
I can explain to you.
That is so you can take a picture of your poop.
Is it just because everyone's medically inclined?
Yes.
Like, oh, I must see
examine
if my poop
my
is
poop.
Examine
and
my
if it
poop.
Looks funny. I can send it to someone.
No, I have a really.
We can. Jason Biggs still sends me pictures of his. Shits
he could send me pictures of his stuff.
Yeah, give him our number. We're all about that.
Please.
But that's in a bowl. We don't need a shelf for that. It's still funny.
He shits in a bowl?
Well,
no,
I mean, no.
In the
a toilet bowl. We don't have poop shelves in America.
Yeah. I think that's sad because I kind of want to say goodbye, you know?
But it's awful because then it's just in the air.
My.
Have you ever had like a funny poop where it looks like a letter or something? You want to take a picture?
Yeah, that's like Jason
it.
Biggs sent me a question mark once. It was like it was a. I probably have it in
if
here.
Show it. If you have a very solid poop, like a happy poop, you don't even have to wipe. It's like very solid, and you don't have to shelf. It just falls in, and then it splashes, and your ass gets wet.
But I can,
that's why I like poop shelves.
I can explain
that doesn't
to you
happen.
Why there's poop shelves. It's a very funny story, actually. And that's why I'm always intrigued by this orange.
I think I deleted all my texts during lockdown. And obviously we shot the movie well before lockdown.
Aww.
So I don't have the question mark poop. The poop. Well, I don't have the poop in question.
If you find the poop in question, send it.
Yeah, please send it.
Okay. What's the...
The story.
The true story
why
behind
we have poop shelves.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would like to know why there is a poop shelf.
Here's the explanation. When I was about 4 years old, I'm the reason why we have poop shelves in Austrian toilets, okay?
Of course.
Of course it's me. Now I can't poop at all. It's really bad. But when I was 4 years old, maybe 5, I had a Barbie doll and she had orange high heels. The color was a lot like that and I'm very intrigued by it. It was more orangey and I'm...
That color is called trash orange.
I don't know. Right. Perfect. And she had those high heels and I was so attracted by the fucking color that I ate one of her high heels. And then, of course, I told my mom, hey, I ate one of the Barbie shoes. And my mom was like, no. And I was like, what's going to come out? And she's like, I have to inspect your poop now if it comes out. That's why we have the poop shelf. So
she
your moms can dig through your poop and see if
called the toilet industry and said, you gotta start building.
Please start making poop shelves because there's kids eating Barbie high heels. And then, yeah, you have to.
I'm pretty sure they had poop shelves in Germany in 2011, which it seems like you weren't even four then. So.
Thank you. No, I was about 55 years old in 2011. I think the Barbie shoe is still inside of me, by the way. I think
it never came out?
I don't think so. I have irritable bowel system now.
I knew that was
going to
come.
Too.
We talked about
IBS,
that in every
it's about
episode.
The fucking Barbie shoe.
So you have
fucking
irritable
Mattel.
Barbie syndrome?
Yes. I have irritable Barbie syndrome.
See what you did there?
He's so funny. It's not fun, okay? Have you ever had diarrhea and constipation at the same time in the same sitting? That's what I have to deal with, man. It's not fun.
Yeah, that's...
It's a therapy.
That's... That's what we call a juxtaposition.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Hard.
No, it's not
hard.
It's not hard.
I'm glad we talked about this.
I'm sorry, Mom. My mom is actually watching. Thank you for stirring through my poop.
That made me hungry.
Okay. Barbie shoes, poop shelves, covered all of that. I want to go back to the music.
Oh, yeah,
if that's okay.
Sure.
We always want to know, because we talk to people who are in the music industry. They have their own shows or they're at shows working all the time. When's the last time that you actually bought a ticket and just went to a show to see a band just like that? Or maybe you knew someone and got put on the guest list, but when's the last time you just went to a show to watch and enjoy the music as a guest?
The last time? I mean, ever since I had kids, I don't really leave the house unless I'm working. So, and my son is 12, my daughter is 7. So it's been, it would be before that. So it's kind of hard to remember when I went to a show that I bought a ticket for. Well, okay. Well, no. I took my mom to see The Who at the Hollywood Bowl in, oh my gosh, this is back when Robert Entwistle, the bass player, was still alive. So this is like probably the early 2000s, I think. So this is obviously before I had kids. So I bought tickets for that.
That's a long fucking time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I bought tickets once to see Madonna in Vegas with my family. But that was probably like, that was again before I had kids. So this is still maybe like 2009, 2008, something like this. I mean, I remember my first tickets that I bought.
What was it?
I got free tickets to see The Offspring at the Whiskey by the radio station. And I still have like a t-shirt signed by them. This was like 1995. Mm-hmm. I still remember, actually, this is a cool story. So my mom takes me to the show and there's a dude there. And this is how I learned to never judge a book by its cover and why I fucking love punks. So there's a dude there with an orange mohawk, leather jacket, tattoos, just a badass. And he sees me there with my mom and he goes, "Hey." I'm like, "Oh shit." He goes, "If anyone gets anywhere close to you, I will kick their ass." And sure enough, my mom stood, you know, 7 feet from the stage. I'm in the mosh pit. No one got anywhere near my mom. This guy plummeled anyone that came near. And he was always kind of there to like pick me up if I got knocked over or whatever. So it was like, that was my first concert. And then I bought tickets to see them in Irvine, like maybe like 8 months later or whatever. So that was my first ticket that I bought. I was a huge Offspring fan. I mean, I back cataloged them. I told this to Noodles, actually. I saw him at When We Were Young Fest.
Love him.
And I was like, "Dude, can we get a picture?" And I'm like, I just got a fanboy for a moment. I'm like, "You guys were like my first like major band that I loved." Because I grew up listening to my mom's like classic rock stuff, but you know, the first band that like I gravitated towards was The Offspring. And like,
they're so nice.
Oh, dude. And I mean, you know, I like the new stuff. I get where they went, mm-hmm. but I'm all about like back cataloging them to like Ignition.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know what
you're
saying.
You know, yeah. Oh, fuck.
It was really, really, really good back then.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they still are really, really good, but they made a transition like everybody.
Well, you know, that version of them was never going to buy them a private plane. So I get it.
True. Because it's a niche.
Yeah. But I just remember being in my first car, just blasting that shit. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
We already covered that story in one of our episodes, but I'm 99.9% sure that when I was 15 or 16, I served them food at a local restaurant in my hometown while they were playing Nova Rock Festival. And I was like, they kind of look like The Offspring. And they are American? And I'm so sure. And I checked the dates, actually. Like, when we were talking about, I checked the dates if it collided with Nova Rock back then. And it did. And I'm really, really sure. And I
served them some schnitzel.
Yeah.
I was such a fan that, do you remember how Dexter had his hair in the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
I did my hair like with extensions. I didn't dye it blonde, but I had in 1995 for about, you know, however long until it grew out, I had my hair like that. Because I went and saw them at the Almost Acoustic Christmas for K-Rock, which was like the yearly festival. And it was, you know, Garbage and Weezer and Offspring, and just like every band that was I was listening to at the time.
We do have one more question. Thank you for the Offspring stories. That's really nice.
Yeah, no worries.
Going back to the good old days. Old days.
Yeah. back when you were looking through your poop for Barbie shoes, I was listening to the Offspring.
And Connie was still in planning.
I think I did the math right there.
Oh, yeah, right. I have to make fun of it because I feel so old and you're so young.
Look at me. This face has seen
some shit.
Some shit.
I know. me too. The question that I want to ask, why do I always say this before I ask a question? I'm announcing my questions. What is your favorite tour snack? The go-to thing.
Favorite tour snack. Oh, well, there's a secret trick for me. When my voice is feeling, like tired. Obviously, like I did a deal with Vocal Zone. So, I mean, that's like my go-to like cure for my tired throat. But the go-to snack for that is regular Lay's potato chips.
I've heard that a couple of times that potato chips. As opposed
to help
like you
coat the throat a little bit, but it has to be like the
because
original.
Greasy or?
I don't know what it is, but I learned that in the studio once. And so, like, sometimes,
that,
like, if I'm on the road, I'm like, oh, I need a bag of Lay's.
That's so I can smoke a bag of cigarettes.
Wait, what?
I need a bag of Lay's, then I can smoke some cigarettes. Oh, and it still sounds the same.
I thought you said smoke a bag of cigarettes. I'm like, do you buy cigarettes in a bag?
I did say a bag, but this is not my native language, okay?
Fair. I'm not making fun. I'm not making fun.
Judging me because of my English.
Okay. But I am making fun. A bag in Austria.
I'm gonna tell you a fun story because this is gonna be the name of my next tour here. Austria and
bag
Germany.
Of
no.
So when
I arrived at Frankfurt Airport, my guitar player who's English, he speaks a little bit of German. We did a fun video. And so he sees me come out. He goes, hey, take a look at this sign. So I'm waiting, and it's one of those digital signs. So it's filtering through. And he goes, just wait. And then it comes up, and it says, Wir suchen dich in die Mietwagen. And I'm like, now, so Wir suchen dich is like, we're looking for you. And then Mietwagen is like, you know, rental car.
Yeah.
Right? So, but just to me, it looks like, we're sucking dick in a meat wagon.
Yeah. I've heard that joke many a time.
Really?
From
yes, so
people
cute.
On tour.
So I think on the next tour, we're going to call it the Wir suchen dick tour.
We're sucking dick.
Well, there's usually a lot of dick sucking on tour. Sucking for dicks. I don't know. Whatever. That's a great
Which
tour
Which tours do you go on?
With my boyfriend. There's a lot of stuff happening on the bus. That's anyway, true. Sorry. Yeah.
So I think what we're going to do is I told Stefan from Spam we're going to put the, the Uncle Sam poster, like with the hat. So like the We Want You, but we're going to replace it with Wir suchen dich.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, I'm sure, back home, but it'll be funny.
I love it.
They'll get over it.
Yeah.
As long as we have a blast, it's all right. I love it. That's such a good idea. Wir suchen dich.
I've heard that joke. Like, I just came back from a tour and I've heard that joke like a million times because we went to, obviously, because it was with Americans, we went to McDonald's every day, the embassy, and every McDonald's had the Wir suchen dich sign, so.
This is just, I tell this joke during the tour and it's funny to watch the audience think about it from my perspective and it just takes them a minute. They're like, what? And then they kind of see the, Oh.
So cute.
Because they just hear me say, like, we're searching for you. And they're like, okay. And they're like, oh, I see what you did there.
It's like the joke with the ship on the ocean calling the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard is German. And the people on the boat are, this is not going to be funny, but the people on the boat
you gotta
are
continue
American,
it now, though.
Right? And Americans are like, SOS. We're sinking, and the German Coast Guard says, okay, what are you sinking about?
Oh, yes.
It is funny. What are you
sinking about? Because, you know.
Oh, I've seen this. I've seen this commercial.
Sucks.
Yeah, because the guy comes in to like sit in at the.
Oh, there's a commercial?
Yeah. Oh, you've not seen
what?
This?
No.
Oh, like there's
I live
some sort
under
of like.
Rock.
It's there's a commercial where like a guy like comes in to like take over the shift for like, you know, the radar, and it's like boop boop boop, and then like the American comes in and he's like, yes, what do you think is thinking about?
What? I didn't even, what commercial is it though?
I don't know. I swear I've seen this.
We have to do some research. I thought it was a dad joke.
I mean, it is a dad joke, but dad jokes make their way into, you know, marketing.
They're being exploited. Dad jokes are being exploited.
Yeah.
I think we have to.
Yeah, you have to go shoot yet another music video.
I could sit here for hours.
People want you in their music videos. You've been in Bring Me the Horizon. What's his name?
MC Yanko.
Which is apparently is a Viennese DJ.
Rap DJ.
Now you're going to be in Mutt Fights.
I was also in, there's another, an English band. They're disbanded now. They're doing a reunion thing, I think, at Slam Dunk. But Mallory Knox was another band like out of the UK that I guested in their video. There's some other ones too.
If we ever do a music video, we're gonna call you.
Same thing. If we should ever do a music video, you're in.
See, this is my thing. I guest in music videos, and I also went to like 7 proms. I was always the go-to prom
date.
Everyone wants Kevin to be their bride.
So, I never had a prom.
I never had a prom either, but I would always be the friend. They're like someone would have a friend that didn't have a date. They're like, oh, just ask Tom.
Aww.
You know.
So I went to like 7 proms.
Yesterday we talked about American Pie and the actors that were in it and like the different types of guys they portrayed. We talked about it with a friend yesterday and she was like, what's his name? Chris?
Chris, Oz? Chris Klein, Oz, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, that would have been my guy. And I was like, I think I would have been a Kevin kind of person. I would have gone for Kevin.
I like them all.
Very diplomatic.
You're sucking dick.
You're sucking dick. Yeah,
I love the conversation stopper that I've just caused.
It's really, we're weird. I'm sorry about that. But we owe that to our audience and to my mom who's
watching.
That's
the only reason people listen to this is because we talk about the weird shit. There's so many podcasts out there.
So many serious podcasts.
Yeah.
We don't need another one.
I thought this was serious. We're not serious.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Did we tell you that no one listens to this?
That's not true.
I sometimes do when I do my nails. I listen to her podcast and I'm like, we're so funny.
We're actually really funny sometimes. Not today, but sometimes. Yesterday we cracked up so hard and cried and it happens.
Do you know
there's,
I'm sure you have those kind of friends or like a handful of friends that you just talk shit and then you guys start laughing and you cry, you're bawling so like it's so funny, and cry then there's laughing. Other people in the room and they're all like, what's the going fuck is on happening? Yeah. And that happens to us all the time and everyone's like, are they laughing because of us or because of me, why
partially
are they
partially of the other about the other people too, yes,
why are they laughing so hard? And it's nice to have a friend to like do
to
that
laugh
with.
Yeah,
yeah,
life's too short, gotta laugh.
That is true.
Life, love.
Nine. We're not going down that path. That's. I think it's time to end this. But one more.
That comes right behind the dragons.
Fuck off. Fucking dragons. We have the last question, and then we're gonna wrap.
We're gonna lose a lot of listeners because you talk shit about dragons. People like dragons.
I play Dungeons and Dragons. That's all I'm doing. But anyway,
dragons are cool.
Cool as fuck.
All right, I'm out. Thomas likes dragons. I'm out. No, for real though. Let's get like back to serious stuff, please. This is a serious podcast. The last question we like to ask our beloved guests is: give
and
us
you.
What?
Our beloved guests and you.
Oh, and me.
Oh,
there was a beloved guest here somewhere. They've left the building.
No, you're
and Stefan actually
guest.
Was our guest before. And the guys from Mudfight that you're, everyone was on our podcast.
Everybody in Austria was in our podcast already. Can I ask the question now, please, Connie?
Permission granted.
The question, because it's going to be the outro song to the episode, is what is your tour jam? The number one song you're blasting when you're on tour to get yourself hyped, or the whatever song that you play on tour?
Well, on this particular one, I just introduced my guitar player, Billy, to Jarrett Reddick's other band. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm friends with Bowling for Soup. They've got a feature on the record, which is the title track, but Jarrett has
you get every ska band in the world to feature on your album.
I mean, I got, you know, there was some other things
the
in there
through the context. Oh,
well, there's some other ones that'll be on the next album that didn't make this cut. Like, obviously, I'm friends with Adrian from Zebrahead, and so Adrian wanted to write a song on this one, but we just didn't have time. Or my buddy Tom Higginson from the Plain White Tees.
You got the Mad Caddies connect through spam.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, yeah, on this one we just have Bowling for Soup, Less Than Jake, The Early November, and Aaron Jones. Those are the four features. But I digress. So Jarrett has another band that's really hilarious. It's him and Linus from Nerf Herders. It's called Jarinus. Have you heard of Jarinus?
That sounds like a dinosaur name.
Yeah.
Sounds like
so dino. It's basically like, have you heard of like, it's like a, like it's really catchy songs, but really funny. Mm-hmm. And so that we've been jamming to a lot of stuff. It's kind of like maybe not Steel Panther, because that's obviously all, you know, one kind of genre.
Yeah.
Jarinus kind of dips in and out of different genres, but they'll have like, you know, songs like, you know, like DVB, like don't put the D in the V if it's been in the B.
That is very true. It's like my mom used to say,
kids, listen to that.
Don't put anything dirty in something clean, like a dirty fork in a new glass of pickles, in a new jar of pickles. The pickles will go bad.
Right.
Don't put the fork in the pickle jar.
DVB.
Don't put the F in the J if it's been in the M.
Yeah.
Imagine writing a whole song with just like
acronyms. Kind of
acronyms.
Yeah. But Jarinus is awesome. And so, yeah, we've been listening
DVB
to that.
DVB is going to be the outro song?
Oh, shit.
That would be that's funny.
We could do it, yeah.
Do you have another one, or is this one?
To be fair, my favorite song on all the Jarinus collection is they have the Morrissey song.
Oh.
Which the chorus of that one is, you know, it's basically the song ends up being like only three notes. So the chorus is like, it's the Morrissey song, and it's only three notes. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, my. That sounds like Morrissey. Yeah. I love Morrissey.
Oh, he does it. It's awesome. So if we're going to pick an intro song or an outro song, let's do the Morrissey song. That's my favorite Jarinus song. That's the first one that Jarrett played for me when we were in the studio writing. He's like, have you ever heard this? I was like, no. He's put on the Morrissey song.
And ever since then, it was your favorite song to play.
It's the Morrissey song. And then he does this thing like, he does like a... And every now and then, like, I hit a fourth note, but it doesn't feel good on my throat.
It's too high.
Yeah.
I'm excited to put this on now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.
For coming and taking your time.
Have an amazing show tonight and a great rest of the tour. I'll see you at SpamFest.
All right.
I'll do your monitor song probably.
Sweet.
I will be working Metallica. I'm sorry.
It happens.
You're too cool for us. It's the Morrissey song.
It's the Morrissey song. And it's only three notes.
I love you, Morrissey.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. Ha, 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 ha.
I hope you're singing this in the right key, because I'm really going to fade it. Yeah.
I don't think it's in the right key.
Fuck.
It's somewhere in there. You can modulate
a pitch
me.
Shift.
True.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.